podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Happy Friday, everybody. Stephen Howson, Jay Marty from Scotty and Marty. And RH is back.
RH.
Oh, the RH is back by popular demand.
I've got a brew.
Me and RH peaked too soon, didn't we, son? We had our brew half an hour ago.
Shotted it.
Yeah. Too giddy. Didn't forward plan.
How are y'all? You all right? How are you lot?
Very well. How are you, Stevie?
Sound. How was your Christmas?
Very nice. Bit different, but nice.
Why was it different? What happened?
Couldn't have everyone round, could I? Probably had a few people around, but couldn't have everyone round.
I couldn't have everyone round.
Yeah, but I did. I'm not going to lie to you, right? Everyone had a few people
around. It's all right. It's our little secret. Yeah.
We're not going to tell anyone. Anyway. These lot won't tell anyone.
I'm not bothered if they do, to be honest.
Fair play. All right, Josh?
I'm good, mate. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah? You excited?
For what?
For what?
I'm back.
Oh, RH is back. We've made a signing. FA Cup.
I like the FA Cup.
Yeah, I know you do, mate. It's You're magic, old school like me, aren't you? You like
magic,
the FA Cup.
FA Cup.
Fucking raise, right, Jay?
Yes.
Do you know what I don't like?
Yeah, go on.
5 o'clock kickoffs for the FA Cup on final day.
No. Poor. That's horrible, that.
Fuck your schedule for Premier League games. FA Cup.
Bad decision making, that, from the
Make
FA Cup.
Make the FA Cup great again.
It's horrible as well.
Give it its own.
When it's getting back from Wembley anyway.
Yeah. Now you've got to do it. Quarter past five.
Especially if you've lost.
Quarter past five.
You've done them journeys, haven't you? I mean, you've lost as well.
Chelsea, not long ago.
Do you drive our train?
We were driving. See, that's another thing. If you go and film afterwards, forget getting a train. Forget getting a train. It's one of them. If you leave on time, you ain't getting a train.
Yeah. Manic.
Horrible.
Manic.
So, yeah.
Game's gone.
Game's gone, mate.
Game has gone.
Could have killed him, you know. Remember when Fergie said that?
Yeah.
He could have killed him.
Fergie, right. We love Fergie, obviously. Fergie's but he said some belters, didn't he, towards, especially towards the end.
I'm doing his book again.
Right.
Near enough every night.
Good lad.
It's unreal. Great read.
You want it? In hindsight, great 5 years mate. On,
go
his
on.
Predictions about Nick Powell and Phil Jones, not so good.
I remember you telling me this the other
not
day.
So good.
Phil Jones one's ridiculous.
Nick Powell one. If anyone's ever been a certainty to be a starter regular for England, it's Nick Powell. He's got everything. I'm quoting Fergie, by the way, if you want to start giving me abuse.
Oh, mate. What the Phil Jones, was it the Phil Jones greatest ever or something?
Yeah, the greatest ever centre-half, was it?
So glad we got him. 19.
When's the last time he played?
Phil Jones.
Yeah.
Under Fergie.
Wow. 2014.
The gifts are good though, aren't they? The little his faces, you know, and that.
He needs to get off.
He needs to get his coat in, doesn't he?
Do you know what I mean?
He needs to get his coat, mate.
I've just had a text here with someone saying, take care of our boy. But... I was about to drop some potentially breaking news. So, Ethan Laird is a Don. MK Dons.
Yes,
right?
I just saw that.
Don.
So, I thought I'd try and find out what the crack with the team was this weekend. So, I text Ethan Laird and I was like, oi, any chance of you playing this weekend or what? And he put, off on loan me. So, I put, fuck's sake, where are you going? This is 20 minutes ago and it's literally just been announced. So, MK Dons is where he's going.
Laird, oh, what a player, by the way.
He's a quality player. Just had no luck, has he, from Laird, with injuries and whatnot. I hope he gets a good spell there. I hope he gets a run of games, because he's
fucking five-star potential,
mate.
Honestly, I've had the privilege of working with him.
Oh, have you?
Mate, class lad. Class player. It's a potential.
Athlete,
you know,
as well, innit?
Mate, have rapid, you, ever, you
how
know?
Strong?
He's probably put me on the weights every now and again, but... mate, mad.
Can we just give a bit of context there? Because there will be some views, like... don't know what RH does.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? So when you're sat there saying, I've worked with Ethan Laird, some people are going, what?
Ryan's a coach. Ryan does elite. He also does United. he does elite one-on-one coaching, groups and individuals. Work with some people like Bruno Fernandes.
Never heard of him, mate.
Some foreign muck.
Fredge.
We need to get his money back on his shooting on there as well, actually.
We won't talk about that.
All right, fair enough.
Delo.
Good luck, Dion.
Tons of the academy,
Dion.
Lads.
Dion McGee.
And yeah, there's...
We'll get on to him in a bit.
There's a few agencies, isn't there, as well, that bring a load of players in.
Yeah.
Well, he's not allowed to talk about.
Nope.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about that one later. Just not on camera.
So Ryan is obviously a coach. Also coaches some of the paddock lads.
Up the paddock.
Mate.
Not going to take all the credit for where we are in the league, because that's what I'm doing.
Right, no, okay. Steve, it's all you, mate. It's all you and the coaching staff are doing a great job, mate. No, you are, seriously.
But yeah, so Ryan's a coach, so obviously you work with Ethan. I'm a big fan of Ethan. Like, you know, he's an extremely attacking fullback. 22 goals under 16s from left back.
Ridiculous.
Brilliant. Just the engine he bombs on, he delivers a fantastic.
He was overtaken by a kid called Mason Greenwood towards the end of the season.
Who's that?
Nothing. He'll never amount to much.
Do fuck all in a game.
Yeah, come on.
But yeah, 22 goals from left back, just absolutely tearing it up.
Is Ethan Laird left-footed or right-footed? And
right-footed.
Was it a case of him and Brandon swapping?
He's a bit of a weird one, because he is right-footed, but...
He played left-back as a right-footer.
Right.
And Brandon played right-back as a right-footer.
Yeah.
And at some point, they both played right-back and right-mid.
Right.
The thing is with...
imagine being up that, being a left winger on that one up against them two when you're like 16, 17.
Laird
don't fancy that.
Both technically, both feet's fantastic though. It doesn't really matter what side he's always putting it on the post.
He come in on his left foot as well. He will come in on his left foot from right back. He's fantastic. The only reason that you've not seen him in the first team, because I think he's got a higher ceiling than Brandon.
Right, okay.
I was surprised when Brandon got in the team before Laird, though, to be honest.
The best availabilities, or the best abilities available in it.
Fitness-wise as well, you know what I mean? Talking to young lads, what about the new man?
As is in the title, how good do we think he is? Well, we've seen like, 24 minutes of him in senior football. It's enough to make a snap decision on Jay.
Well, we had
go all in on it and never change.
We had Fabrizio Romano on yesterday on the tier one, and he said obviously because he's Italian, he's seen a bit of him and he's been speaking to the Atalanta lads, and they were saying he's amazing in training for the youth team. Like, don't be sort of. Yeah. He said he was surprised that United for doing it. It was a smart move, and he's saying that the Italian clubs were slow. He thought he'd go to Juventus, and he said he think they dragged the reels. United got in there quick. It's a lot of dough. And obviously, I don't know. I've not seen him, but going off what he was saying, he was genuinely excited and said, from what he's heard from people at Atalanta, this kid's got the lot. So we'll see, because it's just the great unknown in it for us. We've heard this before, but
that's it, isn't it?
Makes sense.
It's surprising that, like you're saying there, that United have got in straight away. Usually, we're the ones that drag our feet, aren't we?
Well, on deadline day, it come up the fucking Alma pronouncing that. Palestri and another fucking Traore in world football. Nice one.
He's got it, hasn't he? Has he got the COVID?
Palestri's got the COVID. Yeah,
I feel for him, man, because this could have been his chance, couldn't it, this weekend? I think maybe
still mad to be fair
in the squad.
Him.
Yeah,
he's done mal,
but when I looked at him, because we have to do some like proper quick YouTube scouting of these lads here now, and from that, obviously that's not enough to make a full time decision on. But from what I was seeing of him, what people were choosing to put in as highlights, which I didn't think was very impressive. Yeah. The two lots of highlights, Diallo looked like he was levels above Palestri. Now, Palestri's come here, looks great in the 23s, but it's fucking 23s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very difficult to gauge from the 23s, you know. But
it's the tempo of the 23s football, though. We say it all the time, don't we? It's a little bit of a graveyard, isn't it, for some people, and the standard and stuff like that. I know you don't like it, Stevie, but it's one of them. It's better for Laird to go out on loan, in my opinion, and go and get first team football.
The thing is, as well, with Laird, some players, and Diallo might be one, and Palestri looks like he could be one, and certainly other players that have come through, the physicality from going from 18s to men's football is too much. I don't think it is for Laird.
That's crazy.
It's not for Laird.
Yeah.
He's jacked.
Yeah, it's class, mate.
Fucking hands like that.
Yeah, he looks like a big lad. I just hope he can get a run with it, because he's had tough luck with injuries.
The thing is with him, he's the sort of lad that would go into NK Doms and just settle in straight away, the type of guy he is.
He's from like
he's
parts as well,
mate. He's a character, mate. He's a cannon.
He was from West London, I think.
Mate,
he's megged me up a few times and ran around the pitch, mate, and going mad. I'm like, what are you doing here? Go home, don't come back. Nah, he's a great lad. I wish him the best of luck.
Where do you think he's playing from, left back, right back?
Right back, I reckon, if they play the system in terms of, like you're saying there, he likes to bomb on, he likes to express, his delivery is fantastic. He's an attacking player, he's an attacking fullback.
But he's not a Diallo. He's someone that's got
He's got both, he can
yeah,
do
he's
both.
Got good technical defending as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's so quick and he's so direct.
Because I've seen him at centre-half for England.
And he
did all right to be fair as well, not bad.
Yeah, positional, like, listen, he's footballing brain's fantastic. Like, you can tell that from what he gives off. He's confident and he's wishing the best of luck. Great move for him, Matt.
Maybe if he has a run, that might make the club rethink about. There's talk of Max Irons, there's talk of Kieran Trippier, and you know, maybe there'll be a rethink there.
Nah, I'm not having that.
I think there's something in it.
I reckon there's something in it, but with the Trippier one, like, it's one of them. Like, if we look in house, like we're talking about Laird, like, send him out on loan and maybe he's obviously the up and coming man, you know what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, if you want to go for the one that's in there at the minute and the experience, then yeah, fair enough, you go and get him. He's got great quality, Trippier, but
does he love? I mean, because unless this is Ollie throwing the towel in on Wan-Bissaka, and to be honest, I think when you spend £50 million on someone, that's a big decision to say, actually, this isn't the right one. If that's what he is saying, I'm not suggesting he is. I'm just saying you sign another right back. That's a question that's going to get flung at you. If you're going to go get Trippier, and he is a backup. Trippier. It's like French. Learn it. if you go get Trippier. Was that Joe?
He's giggling there, Joe.
Child. Speaking of child, you want to see what he's wearing? He's wearing a romper suit.
Looks good.
No, he doesn't.
Looks fresh, man. That's the first time I've seen him in something like that. It looks good.
He does look good.
He does, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't look good, Jay.
He does. He looks fresh, doesn't he?
He's come in character.
He has come in character.
So give him credit for that.
Either way, if you was going to go and get Trippier as a backup, why not just have Dalot as your backup? I think Trippier is better, but for a backup, I mean, honestly, he's good enough.
You've already got him on the books, haven't you? Like, exactly. He's gone to Milan. Like you said, me and you was talking about before about him. The style suits him a lot in Italy. It's slower. He's not going to get, you know, pressed out of his mind, and he'll have time and to express himself and put them crosses in and get forward. Every time I've seen him, he looks decent.
I think he looks great with a ball at his feet.
He's class.
He defensively just needs a lot of work.
Yeah, and it's but different leagues. Premier League, it's all 100 mile an hour. In Italy, it's a lot slower, so we'll have time to adapt his body. And it's a great move. You're talking about making it permanent, though.
Imagine being like, obviously, United's United. Milan's still a giant.
That's a massive club, innit? Imagine how old is he? 21, 22, and he's been at
United. You've absolutely. And Porto. Just let's not be honest, they're not like some simple organisation.
Biggest club in Portugal or whatever. One of the biggest club in England and one of the biggest clubs in Italy by the time you are barely old enough to
vote.
AC Milan, like, you fail somewhere and end up at AC Milan.
Not bad.
Take it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. Give me the ticket, I'm off. You know what I mean? Get me on that plane.
Right, I reckon it's time to keep the lights on in here.
Go on.
That's your cue, Joe.
Come on.
So, happy 2021. Spoiler alert. What's this on the screen over here? No mind. Listen, hairy nuts are still gross, people. You need to step in the new year with your tree standing taller. I can hear him laughing. You got to shave your boys, lads. Manscaped is here to give you a New Year's resolution that you'll actually want to keep. The perfect package 3.0 is your below-the-waist grooming that you need to start off strong this year. You got clean nuts?
Mate, super clean, mate.
I'm not even going to ask Jay. Look at his head. That's not a man.
That you are.
With gross undercarriage, is it?
He loves it, doesn't he?
Come out of quarantine with clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0. It's waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce the nicks to your two best friends. The third-generation trimmer is even got a light so you can guide it to the promised land in 2021. There you go. I can hear him laughing. It's well off-putting.
It's very poetic.
Yeah. Hey, you've done well there.
It's also time to freshen up down there for the new year. You've got the Crop Preserver. What's the Crop Preserver, RH? I'll tell you what the Crop Preserver is. It's anti-chafing, ball deodorant and moisturiser. Keep that sweet. Keep the boys sweet.
Love it, mate.
You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why aren't you putting deodorant on your spuds? So now you can.
Very good great, question. Mate.
They've also got the Ball Reviver Toner Spray.
The rap. Reviver.
I like the sound of that.
Reviver. Yeah. Keep your balls fresh, lads.
Up the Reviver.
Yep, up the Reviver. Reviver. Start new year with a fresh set of testicles thanks to Manscaped.
Manscaped
even threw in their shared travel bag for us so you can keep all your goodies stored comfortably. I do have said travel bag. It's nice. And they've also got anti-chafing boxer briefs. I haven't had these yet. But they're also included, and they'll bring your underwear game to the next level, Jay.
That's what we all need.
We're bringing sexy back in 2021. If you would like to get 20% off and free shipping, use the code HOUSEAND20 at checkout at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you.
Very good. That's
there, that, there it is.
So check it out.
It's
our
natural
job.
There, isn't it?
Hey. Link for that is in the description.
It's natural, yeah.
We're speaking from the heart.
Love that,
mate. Always helps.
Love that.
When he's speaking about something he cares about.
His balls.
Shave your nuts, lads.
His balls. He takes it very seriously.
Shave your nuts.
I'm on it, man. Nice. You know me.
Listen, you can't go to the barber anymore. Nope. That's illegal. But do you know what's not illegal? Shaving your balls.
Well, there you go.
Got to put an effort in somewhere.
No, I was going to say I've not been to the barber since 1997, but I'll tell you my lad there, so it's not technically true.
All good?
Yeah, mate.
All right, what are we talking about now?
Is Diallo going to start in the first team?
No.
Right, okay, no. Move on. No, what about the Europa League, perhaps?
Fuck off, Jay.
I think that's a valid question. We're not taking the Europa League that serious. We're not, though, are we? So who is going to play in it then? Because Diallo's not going to be a Premier League player for us.
Not straight away, anyway. So, they'll bed him in, won't they?
Yeah, like, it's going to be a Astana tackle. Don't look at me like that, Steve, because it is. You're telling me Ollie's going to go, hang on a minute, we've got this title deciding game this weekend, but no, I'm going to play Pogba, Bruno and Martial and Rashford for the game against LASK. Come on. Nah, we're going to be seeing the kids playing that competition.
That was good, that LASK.
Do you remember it? Tell me, name the scorers. Help him. Name the scorers.
Pereira. what? Did Pereira score?
Yeah. I mean, it's like you came out of your stupor for a minute. Went. It was funny because Pereira scored a decent goal as well, didn't he? And he sort of went, you know.
Is he wasted? Is that the one where he's wasted? Was he bad?
We were doing the thing after the game.
Might be the drunkest I've ever been on camera.
Really?
It dawned on him by halfway through a sentence that we'd won 5-0. Mate, he was talking and he just sort of went, good, I think he saw the score, he went, 5-0.
What was the fam cam like at the end?
Oh, do you know
your eyes all over and all that?
Oh, hang on, I was wearing sunglasses outside.
We did the fan cam and then we did the preview for the Spurs game because at the time Spurs game was going to go ahead and it was proper. It was that bad. Adam McCullough was trying to get us on track. That's how bad it was. He was like, come on, lads, we've got to do our predicted 11. He was like, he couldn't even name you 11 players, let alone a predicting 11.
Stevie.
Igalo's good. Remember
good
that?
Good lad.
I say remember that. I saw a gif of that doing around. It was sensational.
Yeah, it's on a swivel, wasn't it? Boom. I like that one.
Mason?
Yes.
Who else?
Now you're asking
You've
me,
You've done
actually.
The research. He's done his research.
To be fair, I'm struggling now.
I don't have
it. You asked me any sequences of play?
No, mate. It was one of them. It was funny, though. It was a laugh, that. Oh, there you go. We've got the Dan James, that was it. I knew you got involved.
And
Juan Mata.
Wow. We scored that late.
Yeah.
You know?
That's Mata's what I mean. Wizard, you sort of woke up to see it. I was like,
was you like James? Was you bad as well?
No, I don't drink them anymore. So I was sort of, Mac wasn't drinking. I wasn't drinking. He was
just
gone,
a lone warrior.
But
there.
He was funny. Yeah. So we were just watching the game. And every sort of 5 minutes, a goal. And there's some worldies as well. Mason's was mint. Galo's goal was mint as well. Even Perez was decent, I think.
Who was drinking? It was like me, Alex.
You,
Joe was drinking. Joe was drinking, yeah. Like 3 bottles of rum in between. Not a lot of us.
When he says 3 bottles of rum between us, though, he did about one and a half of them.
He's the main man.
To himself, yeah.
Lads are asking where the rum is. It's all gone.
Between the three of us, we did 8 bottles of rum. The other two, like, sober. Like, we've had a glass each, Steve. What are you on about? Steve's like, 5-0.
Tranmere were bad.
Damn it. That's Dalot scored that one, didn't he? Scored a worldie in that.
Didn't Aaron Maguire score in that as well?
Yeah. Lingard scored, didn't he?
Is that the last time he played? Was one, it?
Yeah, man, not wrong.
See, we just chose our games to get twisted, right?
Yeah,
I think we got twisted for Newcastle as well.
The four, yes. That was the 4-1.
It wasn't that bad one, though.
No, no, you're right. Well, people like that sort of thing. Just not us, but the viewers did.
My kidneys don't like it. Yeah. I had a blood test and it was like, you might have liver disease. That's not good, is it?
Wow, let's do that. Wow, Steve, man.
Drops it loud, yeah. Wow. Right, you know,
he's not bothered, is he?
Blood test that came back, that, 90% so proof.
But going back to him there, I don't think he's ready for the first team.
We've got to temper our expectations a bit, because yes, you know, he's obviously a talent, but he's played, what, 4 games for the first team at Atlanta?
Yeah.
So he's not...
He's a project, isn't
yeah,
he?
He's not going to come in
long-term project
and start or even probably feature that much as a sub.
This is the problem, is that because, I think we said this earlier on the press conference reaction, because he's our only shiny thing for this window, very likely going to be our only shiny thing this window, people have just gone...
Yeah, hyped him. And
is what he's going to be. But if you look how long it's took him to integrate Van der Beek and how long it's taken him to integrate Tellez...
Why do you think it's taking so long to integrate them now? Like the Van der Beek and the Tellez, why do you think it's taking so long to
COVID's
integrate
had
them in?
A part to play.
Right.
Because they're obviously the only players that we've signed with COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if Van der Beek's had it.
No, I don't think he has. It just seems a little bit strange.
Tell us at it, hasn't
he? Well,
tell us at it, so that explains him, but it's a bit confusing the way Ole's using Van der Beek.
I think, Van der Beek won. But I think he spoke about this a couple of times, I know, and he said, like, he is a part of the plans. He's played a lot of games. I know he's not started a lot, but he's played about 14 games, hasn't he? Sort of off the bench or whatever. 20, sorry. I've just been told there.
Is it that many? He's played about 800 minutes or something.
So that's what I mean. He's not like he's you know, the forgotten man. And I think it is sort of... build. And plus, look at where he plays and look who we've got there.
Yeah, I understand that.
You're right.
No, I'm not all right. There's a comment here which says the FA Cup is a lot of bollocks anyway.
Wow.
Outside. Now.
Well, it's not
I'm surprised about that. Yeah. It's a magic, man. It's a magic of the FA Cup.
It's cut me deep, man.
Best memories are from FA Cups.
Wow. Bad comment, that. Who's done that? Don't even say the name.
You know who
doesn't
you are.
Deserve it.
You know Lord who
you are.
Look, bollocks, mate. FA Cup, rubbish. Don't like it.
No.
Save that until we get knocked out and then you start saying things like that. Not when we're still in it.
Yeah, not when we're still in it.
Big fan of the FA Cup, mate.
So annoying, wasn't it, last season? So annoying. There for the taking.
We threw it in and it's understandable.
I get it.
You've got to finish high in the league. You've got to get European qualification. But Chelsea is shit and Arsenal are shit.
It's disappointing.
We could have. But I'm with you. It was annoying that if we'd have had the league top four wrapped up, we'd have won the FA Cup.
Yeah.
I'm confident in that. But you had to gamble at one of the competitions and one of the games, and he did it in the FA Cup.
Unfortunately, it also kind of
was a bit bizarre that day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We threw it, didn't we?
Yeah, was it a Gallo starting and one or two others where you thought...
And even the game, we was unlucky, to be fair.
De Gea didn't have a great game.
There were some shouts that we could have had.
Oh, yeah. Was it... Romero was playing in every round and he changed it.
Yeah, he changed it to De Gea.
Yeah, that was it. It's even with him and always... Is he gone now or is he...
You talked about this on the press, what was the script there?
But, like, what's going on with him?
I think they're going to let him go, yeah.
To be honest, it's probably the right decision, but it's a bit poor the way they've managed it, really. Like, if we're being honest, like,
it's a bit weird. His missus was kicking off, wasn't she, on Instagram, by the way?
Yeah, but she needs to wind her neck in a little bit. Like, that's embarrassing. He'll be embarrassed about that.
You don't want your missus going on social media.
No.
Slagging off your employers.
I think my missus has just put something now, I think.
Yeah.
Not me.
My missus will be in the comments telling me to shut up.
She's draws and knowing it, so you expect that.
Oh, can we do it?
Oh, here we go. East Manchester's in the house.
He was hating before South the video.
American I don't birds. Hate East Manchester. I'm too scared to hate
South
East
American
Manchester.
Birds are on a level with Drawsden, I think.
I know. Just is it the same, similar? Well, man, Salford. My missus is from Salford, so come on. You're not exactly talking about shrinking violets there. Do you know what I mean? It's all the same thing.
Wow, she's going to have you for that.
It's literally probably the
ask
least.
About a tattoo.
I think I've heard about this. Is this a Fellaini one?
Yeah. This is what I mean. This is how much say I have in my house.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I found out that when she'd had it done. Off me,
that's
mate.
Class,
yeah.
You did that.
She had on her finger and I walked in. And as I walked in my kitchen, my mate messaged me and he said, have you been on social media today? We've seen what your missus has done. I thought, hang on a minute. And as I walked in, she's like in the kitchen. But she gaslighted me. She's like, I told you I was getting it done. You just weren't listening.
Love it. Class.
Oh, two tears in a bucket. Is Diallo better than Chong?
There's Chong. We forgot about it. Well, not forgot about him because he's gone out on loan. But how's that?
You know, I think Chong's pretty limited, mate.
I wasn't impressed with him in the first team when he's had these cameos.
You expect more.
Yeah,
don't you?
I thought the hype doesn't seem to be sort of, or he doesn't seem to be living up to the hype, sorry. But he's gone out of Ada Bremen and he's been getting games over there. He's had a
he started off really well, didn't he? He's got a little bit quiet.
But, you know, he's got pace, he's very direct, but I think he needed some tricks. I think he needed the ability to beat a man. And
final
I think
third expressing. He's just very like kick and run, isn't he? And he's very, I thought that as well.
Because some of the games he came on, I mean, come on, Old Trafford ones. And he's a youngster, and I get it. And I'm not saying he's not going to make the grade, but he didn't have a good game. It was like for 15 minutes.
He was a passing job.
Yeah, and I thought when he got the ball, he just looked like he didn't know what to do with it. And
too
I was
safe,
like,
just playing
really
little
worried.
Passes.
Yeah,
and
I was
stuff
worried for him. And I hope he sort of lives up to the expectations that we had for him, because a couple of years ago he was the one everyone was raving about, wasn't he? Do you know what I mean? It wasn't.
Well,
I know Mason's obviously a different level.
He won either reserve or under. No, he won both.
Yeah,
and I've potentially harshly, but I've said he did not deserve to win either of those, and it goes down now as when people look at his CV, they go, in a team with Angel and Mason, he won player of the year at 18s and then he won it next year in the reserves. This must have been some player, but do you know how many games he played for that? 12.
Right, okay.
Six in each year for
so
to win
how's
that.
So how's he managed that then if he's played that?
Who decides that? Is that the coaching
staff? It's the
staff?
Fans, isn't it?
No, it's a public vote, I think. So guy with crazy hair is very physically noticeable.
Do you know what? you might laugh, but it's true. Like, a lot of the time, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but, like, yeah, you know.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chong, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, go on then.
Gomez is doing all right, though, isn't he?
Over in Portugal, yeah.
He seems to have made a good start.
It was Mason when he was in the 18s, but he weren't giving it under 16 because he was playing under 18s, and that was political, and it was wrong because Mason was sensational.
Yeah.
And the following year, when he won it, it was Jimmy Garner that should have won it.
How's he getting on?
Is it Watford?
Is he playing?
I think he is playing, yeah. I don't know. Let's pull that shit up for us, Joe.
He was getting recalled. Was Levitt getting recalled?
Is it? I hadn't heard that.
I know someone
he's
was.
He's been at
Charlton.
Yeah, I was hearing it. I know that one of the keepers, I think, who was at Swindon, I forget his name.
Yeah, he's going somewhere else.
John Sheridan was looking at.
Yeah.
Kovar, thank you. Kovar wasn't. John Sheridan said he was going to wait till the Wigan game, but Wigan game got postponed. So
two tears in the bucket says, if you can't develop Chong, how do we know we can do it with Diallo? Well, it's almost like they're two different players. what does that mean?
There's no logic to that.
Why did we fucking bother trying anyone else?
Exactly.
No, but it's different, like. There's different types of players, like we're talking about. Chong's very direct. This new lad might have a little bit of trick in his locker.
He does look like he's got a trick in
you know what I mean? Like, so there's different ways of developing each player, you know what I mean? But
Kovar and Levitt have both been recalled, apparently. Cheers, Jack, in the comments today.
There's some stats there from Garner.
So he's played 22 overall, EFL Cup, EFL Trophy, 19 games in the league with... he's played 13,
it's not bad.
84
it's
minutes.
He's decent,
played, like,
that.
16, 17 games worth of 90 minutes. Three assists.
Nice.
That's three yellow cards, actually. Or three assists and four yellow cards.
I don't know.
It's about on
par. I like him. I think he's a good player.
I like him, but I don't know whether...
I think he's got a sensational attitude.
Yeah.
Attitude's good. Like, passing range is fantastic as well. I think what they're trying to mould him into, like, a Carrick, aren't they? Like, a younger version of Carrick.
I used to think he lacked a bit of range. One watched United against Liverpool in the Youth League, or the Under-19s Champions League thing.
Yeah.
It was at Tranmere. And Jimmy just didn't have a spread in him. We played him in the six. And this is when Nicky Butt fucked up here for me. He played Angel in the 10. Angel's not a 10. You got to get him on the ball.
No. Yeah.
You got to get him on the ball and let him dictate play. And United was just out of the game until they moved Gomez into the six alongside Garner. And then he kept finding Laird, sort of in the final third at right back. And United started carving him open. Mm. But the ball was on all day long and Garner either wasn't playing it or couldn't play it, or could have had a groin injury or something like that, because I know that sometimes affects it. I have seen him play them balls since.
I was going
to
say,
but it was on my mind for ages about him not being able to find them balls. And
could be having a bit of a stinker as well, you know what I mean?
I saw him, I went to see the under-23s a couple of times and he was like the star of the show.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times and liked him.
It's so difficult to tell, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Especially midfielders. I think it's good one of those where...
It's good they've sent him out on loan again, though, to get that experience. It's good.
Same with Levitt. Levitt's playing... I mean, how many times has he played for Wales at the minute?
He's played more for Wales than he is... Yeah. Was it... Where's he go? Charlton. Yeah,
I think it was his first game where I think all the fans got on his back a little bit for expecting a certain amount of player and he didn't go... I think he had a bit of a stinker, didn't he?
I like Levitt, mate. He's not... I'd say his weakness is physicality. So he's like... Yeah. He's like quite small, not very fast... he's got a scoldiness about him in that sort of sense. He's also got a bit of bite about him, which reminds you a bit of scolds. But when it comes to just like...
Scoldy's tackle.
Yeah, mate, it's legendary.
When it comes to sort of like the dictation of a game, confidence in receiving the ball, like his debut, he had 100 passes when he played in Astana. 100 passes. I don't give a fuck who you play for on what level. 100 times you get on the ball. That's outrageous. On your debut.
It's good. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Take the game for the scruff of the neck, can't you? And just get on the scene.
Yeah.
You know, Giggs has seen that in him and gone, you can get my fucking team here for Wales. Yeah. Not even close.
Did he score like a mad worldie, didn't he?
I don't know if he scored for Wales. Not in the men's team, at least. Not I'm aware of.
Sometimes you get a bit of grief as well, though, playing for Wales and Giggs is pitching from United, and it's like, oh, hello. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, he's really
bothered. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He was very close to getting a call up. And I think he got an injury. And I was like, oh, that was your chance. He got injured, didn't he? It was obviously meant to have the Euros. And I was like, is he going to make it back in time for the Euros? Euros been pushed back a year. He's fucking going to the Euros now, definitely.
I reckon so.
Let's see what some guys are saying in the comments. How do we start controlling games? We're well off the top two best teams in reality. I think we have been controlling games, and I think that's an interesting thing in, I think, why we've struggled against the top six this year versus last year, is I think Ollie's trying to take the game to them a little bit more, and it's perhaps not quite hit the right sort of tempo.
I think, like you said there, Steve, last year was it in teams on the break, weren't we, using our pace with Rashford, Martial? I think he's trying to change the philosophy and trying to play. I was saying to you before, Jay, about the City game, like the first half it seemed quite open and it was a good game to watch, wasn't it? You know, both teams playing some good stuff.
And even, then, I thought it was fairly even first half.
In the second half, City just seems to raise their gears and you know, we got left behind. But dictating games, it's hard, isn't it?
You don't need to either. Guess what matters? Did we win?
Not saying that.
Yeah, that's it. You just want to see the team playing well and winning, but it doesn't always work out like that. You know the game.
It's almost like a little bit, not completely, but a little bit of a reversal from last season, where a lot of the time it was the smaller teams, wasn't it? We struggled against, and the big teams, we had a great record against
City, blew away, didn't we?
Chelsea, do you know what I mean? Did well against Spurs at home, in particular.
So maybe, there's been a bit of a swing on that, and there's been a bit of a swing on this, maybe next season. And this is why you have to have patience with people when it comes to management and stuff like that, because they're refining it, they're making mistakes, and they're able to learn from it.
They're learning on the job as well, aren't they? It's like with everything, you make mistakes, don't you?
I mean, my thoughts on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I just dealt with things like Palestrian and Diallo and signings like that. He's making long-term signings because he knows he's here long-term. And I hope that's what I'm hoping for, because I'm with you and I think patience and having a long-term strategy that involves the same manager. Yeah. Not someone, right, we'll get rid of him in a year and then we'll bring in, all right, Poch has gone now, whoever, Nagelsmann, whoever, and then we give him a load of new shiny toys and then it's, oh, they don't work out 2 years later. We need a bit of that.
It's not cost-effective.
It's not. It's
the most expensive thing is a new manager that comes in, because Jose did it. You had a couple of shiny things that United fans, if I give it, right, I'm going to tell you the eye yet, but if I tell him you in a sec, you're going to go, I'll sign them both, Memphis and Blind.
Yeah.
Obviously, Daly's had the heart trouble, but outside of that,
Memphis
you'd have been
has
like,
kicked on, hasn't he, since he's left United?
You'd have taken both, wouldn't you?
Of course you would.
So Jose comes in after the last manager signed both of them players. He comes in and goes, you two fuck off.
Literally,
so you
like
wasted money
well.
On him. Yeah. The way Ollie comes in and goes, Fellaini, fuck off.
Yeah.
I think, well, that's it. That's football, isn't it? New man comes in, he wants to do it his way, doesn't
he? To a certain degree, look at Arky. Didn't fancy him, did it, really?
The thing is, we can't get into that rut as well where they start like hiring and sacking, because it just becomes a laughing stock, doesn't it?
When you signed Jose, we are now this. So to go away from that is obviously going to be a painful experience to get that right and get you back on the track of what
was stability at the end of the day. That's what we've been used to for so long. We were spoiled, weren't we? But
we were, and I know it's not been perfect, but I think Ollie's doing a good job.
Yeah.
And I don't think if a managerial change had happened post Jose and between now and Jose,
I don't think
we'd be like flying. I don't think we would. I think he's doing as good a job as anyone. I really do. And I think we stick with him, show a bit of patience, and hopefully some of these new signings, including Diallo, can kick on.
Do you think we need more signings?
Absolutely. Recruitment's the most important thing in football.
Yeah.
No two ways around it. The examples you can give, Lyon won 9 titles back-to-back with 4 managers. Now, did they happen to appoint the best 4 available managers in the world 4 times, or were they the best team in the league? I'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
Did Manchester City just happen to work under Pellegrini and Mancini, or were they one of the best teams in the league, if not the best team in the league? Now, Pellegrini's gone to West Ham and he's doing, he got fucked off for David Moyes. So are you telling me that proves, potentially, if you'd have given David Moyes a team like City, he might have been able to win a title?
Yeah. What areas do you think we need to strengthen, though, in the team?
I'm attacking, defending and playing for a defender. I would say...
Cheers, Steve. Just
it's like David Moyes answering it.
He set me up for that.
We need to improve on our defending, passing, shooting, and moving the ball.
Do we need wingers?
Yes. And I would say at the moment, I think we've got wide players, wide forwards...
But
that do
not
it for
out
themselves.
And out wingers,
no,
though, are they?
You need a guy that's going to create chances. And if you're not going to get Sancho, and I think the money on the ticket for Sancho's astronomical and probably a bit too much to be sensible,
is it?
I'd go with someone like Amad Traore, because I think even though he hasn't scored or assisted in a year, I don't think it's an issue, because I'm looking at his game. He's still creating chances. He still puts the ball in the right sort of areas. And he's the kind of forward that he's trying to create for others. Tony Marshall gets the ball, he's going for himself. Marcus gets the ball, he's going for himself. Cavani, he'll fucking stab you in the neck to get something for himself. You know, Mason Greenwood ain't passing that shit, he's going for himself. No. I think you've got to have people that are there.
Half a yard shooting, innit?
Looking to create. You know, the people
we've always had it though, haven't we?
I'm here to create for you guys, that's it. And I think Bruno does pretty well like that. Yeah. But I think there's got to be a bit more of that in the team.
We need a bit more creativity, don't we? Like you're saying about Bruno there, his back must be hurting at the minute with some fans
that,
are saying.
That is the worry, isn't it? When he's not turning up or he's tired or whatever, for whatever reason.
He's tired.
Who else is, you know? Well, you know, you look for an explanation, don't you? Because he's so good.
Yeah,
if he doesn't give you a 9 out of 10, you're asking why. And it isn't because he's just, you know, he's not good.
It's funny though, when he has a bad game, everyone just instantly, oh, he's tired and this and that. Listen, he's had a bad game.
You can't criticise
you know
Bruno. It's not allowed.
I've seen it sometimes.
He's tired. That's the only explanation you're allowed to give for Bruno. You can't say he's had a bad game. He was knackered.
He was tired.
Because he's working so hard.
He's also played like every fucking minute available since he arrived.
I blame the coaching that's going on.
Honestly, this coaching that's going on is unbelievable, you know.
You know what
just
mean?
Check it out on
running
the social
him, running
media
him into the ground when he should be taking it easy.
No, all finishing, and that's why he scores goals. Pens, you know. You know, if you want to look at the videos, guys, just go ahead. I'm sure Stevie will say that in a minute.
He doesn't
anyway.
Even score any pens, Ryan. I don't know what you're on about, mate.
The Ryan Hopper Hop. Listen, I've seen you on these watch alongs. I wonder what RH is thinking here. RH has got his feet up there going goal.
I've got the text ready to send.
We just had a text here off Ethan. He says, going to get some games and come back a world beater.
That's the attitude for me.
Rightly
so.
Love it, mate. Love it. Great attitude.
We got a super chat off Peter Kelly here, just to take it to a different direction. Imagine social media in Doc's first year. RIP the Doc.
Yes.
Let's logo on a free and then gets relegated.
I don't think it is. If there was a social media, I don't think it's allowed.
Not a chance.
I actually think, imagine social media in Munich times. 5 years. You've had 5 years, Matt.
Do you know what, though? This is even right. I'm not trying to be funny, but Busby finished second 5 out of his first 6 seasons. Imagine that. People would be going.
Yeah, everyone's
he ain't got it.
He's a nearly man.
He ain't got it to win us his title. You know what I mean?
He's a nearly man.
He would have been, wouldn't he?
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, we keep falling short. We need a new manager.
What, so you coach the Army? You think you can coach Manchester United? It's fucking different, mate.
That's the sort of nonsense that comes out of people's mouths. He should stick to fighting Nazis.
The youth teams won 5 out of 5. Well, you've done fuck all with the first team. You'd be a youth coach somewhere.
That's what
it would
be. You
don't know fuck all.
Honestly, that's the nonsense that comes out of people's mouths.
You've even seen, like, here's another thing as well, which people just do not want to admit, right? The league is less competitive. People go, but look, it's factually less competitive. The top teams take more points from the bottom teams than they ever have done. It's done this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The bottom teams are further away than they ever have been. Now, people go, well, what about when blah, blah, blah beat blah, blah, blah? Right, okay, cool. 50 years ago, that happened every week.
Yeah.
The spread from first to bottom was this much.
It doesn't. The thing is, though, mate, it's like with every manager that we had, things don't happen overnight, do they?
No.
You know, we don't have instant success like it happened with Fergie, didn't it?
Yeah, well, you're right.
Mark Robbins scored that goal.
We saw the closest thing you could get to social media in that Pete Molyneux went and painted his bed sheet and held it up. He couldn't have Twitter.
Yeah.
So he held it up, and no one told him to take it down or kicked off
him. Fights.
No,
it was in case, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And it was like, yeah, look, you're right, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So, and if anyone doesn't know what that sign said, it said,
3 years of crap.
Still crap, Tarar Fergie. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Three years of excuses.
Yeah,
still
that's
crap,
it. Thank you.
Tarar Fergie.
But this
enough
is what I'm saying. I'm looks out. Look what happened with that one.
Fergie saw that and thought, I'll teach you. Listen, Pete Molyneux.
But, you know, in the 50s and 60s, you'd get away with like one title in 6 or 7 years and one FA Cup in 5 or 6 years. Because it was so competitive. It was like American sports, where it's a different winner every single. There was not really any dynasties that would win time and time and time again. I think even Sir Matt, with modern standards, just, you know, you've only won an FA Cup since Munich.
You get a lot of that on social media.
You're right, mate.
You signed Dennis Law for a world record fee.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or winner, and you still can't win just an FA Cup. Fraud.
It's mad, and you're right, because if you look at around them times, how many teams that like won the title then finished like 7th or 4th or whatever? Do you know what I mean? Or someone else?
No one was consistent.
Yeah, it was so difficult for someone to in the those times.
11 players, Jay.
Yeah.
Mad that no sort of subs and all that.
They had one sub, didn't they?
Oh, mate.
Imagine that. They would have. You would have done it like
playing
with
a concrete ball.
Like that.
playing with a concrete ball.
I think Clough was famously like kept the same 11 week in, week out. Some of them didn't even train.
Madness.
Because he was getting on a bit. He's didn't a train.
He was good in, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Cannon.
Ross Murphy dropped in a super chat. Cheers, our kids. Always in here, Ross. Yeah. We hired Darren Fletcher in's coaching staff, but we should sign a set piece coach. Every time we have a corner, it's always McGregor. We could do more. Why not? Like, you look at Liverpool, we all took the piss. I definitely took the piss. They've hired a throwing coach. These are the small, like, if you look how inefficient throw-ins are, they're shit. It's such a waste of time, throw-ins. Well, if you've got a routine at a throw-in, and I actually, because I'm a fucking nerd like this, I looked at what is he coaching at these throw-ins, and it's a lot of rotational stuff. It's a lot of dragging players through space to pick someone up, to create a bit of a gap for you to throw it to this guy. You know, even at top light flight, how many times do you see a foul throw?
It's
embarrassing.
It's
insane.
It's ridiculous. Isn't it? You see it all the time, Mike.
So just
find
two
yourself
or three options.
At the TV, like doing it. Yeah. It's just annoying.
Two or three options of what you're going to do at a throw-in just calms you down a little bit more. You can then build on it. You know, I took the piss, but actually thinking about it, if you're not doing that sort of thing, then it's fucking gross misconduct.
Even like you've got a throw-in and you're looking at your midfielders and stuff. If they're not showing for the ball, there's problems, surely. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're right, mate.
And getting on the ball.
I don't know our exact record, but we don't score a lot from corners. And
we switch off.
We concede a lot from corners and we don't score a lot.
So there's got to be a guy. I guarantee, in fact, I follow a guy. I think it's called Cam on, not that one. there's a guy called Cameron that I follow on Twitter. Who is a set piece nerd? And he's like, here's the shapes that everyone did in the championship this weekend. And you're like, you're a fucking nerd, but let me have a look.
Yeah.
You love I love all
that. Yeah, fucking right.
Fair play to him, man. You know
Paddock
is
shit at set pieces. Yeah. I want to try and get us fucking better. Yeah. So I would hope if I'm doing it, someone's doing it at United and going, what the fuck is everyone else doing?
They should go through that on the team shape, though, on Fridays and stuff like that, set pieces and stuff.
Well, they obviously do, because when they're bringing a sub on, they're all like,
you'll have all the...
Here's where you stand and push the
ball. Do seem to be, though, the same mistakes, certainly defending set pieces, you know, at the front post.
Well, we've seen it the other night, didn't we, with the Stones goal.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as it's gone over the lad's head, Maguire's in no man's land, really. I don't know whether we do zone or man marking. It didn't look like we was doing any, really, did it?
No.
So it's a good question, but club should be doing that anyway. Like,
when one goal wins you a game or loses you a game, the fact that we're so shit, if we was like, we never concede, but we never score, I'd fucking take that. Or if we always score, but we're pretty shit at them, I'll take that. But being shit at both of them is just not acceptable, is it?
Set pieces, conceding off set pieces.
I guarantee Big Sam's grafting. Like, I bet he's gone into West Brom and gone, you lot are fucking turd, but we're going to score goals at set pieces. Guarantee it.
I'll get you out of this.
And I bet he do.
Yeah.
Now, whether he keeps them up or not,
big ask.
He's gonna score goals at set pieces.
Got a track record, though.
Do you know what I mean? No, it's just frustrating because historically United... A corner, a last minute corner, you know, 99 for example. Yeah, you know what I mean? You fancy us for it now. Yeah. Oh, hello. Oh, Maguire's headed over. Oh, hello.
Yeah. And Maguire
we don't
gets
look
his
dangerous.
I'm not just digging him out because it's not just him, but we just don't, you're right, we don't look dangerous.
He gets onto every corner though. He wins the header and he just doesn't ever direct it on target.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, two options there for me if you're a coach, you go, cool, Maguire always attracts the markers. Yeah, and maybe that's the issue, is he's our only threat. So he's our one that gets double, triple marked. Oh. Yeah. So you go, cool.
Yeah, but that Pogba. Should get space for the other lads
Bingo.
To then...
So
Pogba's
right.
good in the air. That's almost like goals under the radar, but
so
he is.
Right, Pogba, what I want you to do is I want you in between the penalty spot on the front of the stick and I want you attacking this and Maguire's going to take all their players away.
Yeah.
Because they all mark him.
It's mad though with Maguire though because in terms of he always seems to be there, doesn't he? Like always seems to be getting his head on everything but his technique when he comes to edit, like it's not the best, is it? Like he closes his eyes or it's his
face. Even when he's not that tightly marked... And I did say I wasn't going to dig him out, but I've gone down a rabbit hole.
Oh, you started now.
like against City, there was one head away. He wasn't that tightly marked, and he just headed it wide and high.
There was one where he
and
headed
like,
it.
Come on.
They had a chance where it come over, and he's headed it up rather than. Like, and I'm thinking, does he head it to the side? Wan-Bissaka's there.
I think
he can keep the ball. Like it's just intelligence.
I mean, to be fair to him, he's been portrayed as this guy who scores loads of goals with his head. And I was looking at his record the other day, and he did that in League One, when he scored five goals, and he hasn't done it since. He's like 2-1-3. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's like he scored against Panama or Tunisia or whatever for England. And
but
against
when you play
for Leicester,
Hull and you get two corners a game.
Yeah, but still, there's
and you
like,
play for United and get 15. It's a difference. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to make them count.
He's still like, you know, he scores loads of goals for England. And he doesn't. I think he scored one or two or something.
Yeah.
Against, but like, for England, he was knocking them down for Harry Kane.
Yeah, but it's not even like you're going back to like we have 15 corners. It's not even like the deliveries are necessarily bad. Sometimes
they
the delivery
right.
is very,
yeah.
very good.
Right.
You know what I mean? They put him in the right area, but then it shouldn't just fall down to Maguire. You've got like Bailey and you know what I mean? Like, he's a cannon. He should be just throwing his
Matic,
head at it.
Pogba. There's some big units
big
in there.
Big lads in there.
But you forget about that.
Bailey ain't small. And if he ain't getting his head on it, he's going to get an overhead kick on it.
Mate, he'll do a scissor kick him. He's mad him.
I was saying this before on the press conference. God, if you wanted a big brother techers, I know they're both from Ivory Coast. That might mean they like each other. That might mean they don't like each other. You know, if one's a Scouser, one's a Manco, whatever the equivalent is from Ivory Coast. You don't know, do you? But imagine you go to a club and there's a guy that you want as a big brother.
Put your arm around you.
Eric Bailly is one of them, isn't
he? Yeah, he's class, isn't
he? Because, right, imagine, let's say he plays tomorrow, right? It's his debut. Someone goes through him. Say Tom Cleverley goes. I'll let him know what Old Trafford's all about. Deeney goes through him.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Eric Bailly come up to him and be like,
"Nah, not on my watch." Yeah. And Deeney come out and said something about Bailly. He said something like he's hard to play against.
He's a nightmare.
Rambino's got a super chat. Thank you very much. Says Sky Sports hyping Diallo as the next superstar. Of course, it's United. That's it's news. They hope we know this.
What do you think about tomorrow, the way they'll approach it, do you reckon they'll rest players or do you think like they'll take it serious?
I think we go.
I think there's going to be a bit of a mixture, but I think we've got a squad where we can kind of get away with it now. Do you know what I mean? I think like if you bring Van der Beek and say Matic and...
If Van der Beek don't play tomorrow,
to act something wrong.
I'll fucking get him a move because this is taking a piss.
Mate, get him on the foot paddock or have him, won't they?
20 minutes off the bench.
Yeah.
Not four minutes off the bench. I'll give him 20.
20.
Imagine that.
Gone
from United cameos to Paddock cameos.
Like, imagine that. And I'm not being funny. Like, he probably doesn't even get his bonus for coming for 4 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it's embarrassing. keep your coat on,
it's
mate.
It's one
you
of
know
them,
mate.
He's coming on.
Get his bonus for it.
Yeah.
It's after the 85th minute or something. You're lucky, mate. You're not getting your bonus, but come on for 4 minutes.
Do you know that about Warnock? He'd get to like the 80th minute or something like that and be like, right. Who wants to give me the bonus?
Really?
No way.
Mate.
I'll bring you on if you give me your sub bonus.
Really?
That. Yeah. That's corruption.
It's
in his book. Have
you seen a bit about Tempin Bolton? When he took them all Tempin. He said, we'll do a team sort of bonding thing. We'll go Tempin Bolton. And the lads are all like, right, all right, if you want. He says, well, come on. Yeah, team bonding. He said, all right, then. He said, do you want to make it interesting? 50 quid each in the kit. So they're all like, yeah, all right, we'll have a bit of that. Put 50 quid
but
in.
He got his own ball off.
Yeah, he turned up. He's got his own ball. Yeah. He's got his light shirt on.
The kingpin.
He's got one on wrist things. Yeah. Oh, fuck this.
Starts polishing his ball.
Up, yeah. So he just cleaned up.
Not bad.
Hey, I tell you what, it comes fitting with that advert that was on polishing his balls. He should have got some balls. Of that.
Get a bit of Manscaped. Yeah.
Manscaped, 20% off. Free shipping.
Up the RH.
Warnock's marginal. His books are hard read.
Is it?
It's a hard read. Because he never got sacked anywhere for anything he did. He's been sacked about 47 times.
Really?
Like, and he's like, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, is it? Was like Alan Partridge, the last laugh tackle.
Oh, it's bad. Like,
funny.
It's bad.
He's mad.
It's an hard read, that. Yeah. It's interesting because obviously he's been everywhere.
He's been everywhere, hasn't he?
In every scenario as well.
I wonder how many times he's doubled back to somewhere. He goes for an interview, like, all right, you've been here before. He's like, I thought it looked familiar. Or he rings up, hey, I see you got a manager advert out. Yeah, we sacked you. Bye-bye.
You've still got the company car. We need it back.
Have you seen that clip for Sheffield United when he's in the change room?
He's just effing and effing and effing and everything.
Oh, it's funny that. Muscats and all this going mad he was. Stick one on him.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? He is a full-on Brexit
cannon
manager. Yeah.
Funny. Love it, mate.
All right, give us some questions in or we're going to fuck off home.
Get the questions in.
Pretty sure RH used to polish his balls before it in the valve.
Is that what I do? Who's put that?
CR7.
CR7. All right, Ronnie.
Ronnie in the chat there.
In fairness, he can deliver one hell of an inspiring speech. Yeah, because he's mental.
Yeah, he can, to be fair. That's what that video is. He compared it to Pep's and then he compared his, mate. His was well better. Like, Pep's done going like this and he's hitting the nail on the head with his.
Well, the thing is on these speeches is like, this isn't your Any Given Sunday moment.
No.
Imagine, put yourself in a dressing room where he's doing this. He'd be like, So what are we doing second half then? Yeah. It's a great speech, but what am I doing?
You need someone to get in your head big time, don't you? Go, and get you riled up. Yes. He can do that.
That motivation is a thing. Yeah. And sometimes that is a thing. But do you know what wins more games? Like technical points, you're marking him.
Definitely,
I want you to attack in a certain way. We're going short. Like, these are the things that are winning fucking games. Yeah, not Braveheart speeches.
That's the details, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, do you think Fergie was giving Braveheart speeches?
I reckon he was giving both. You know?
Keane says it in his book about, I think it's, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's about Jack Charlton. He says that the times when like Jack Charlton was lauded as this amazing manager, but he said half the time his half-time talks were just bluster. He said at United you get advice, technical, we'll want you to do this. Like you're saying, you know, you're marking him. Do you know what I mean? And he said at half time at Rhode Island, it'd just be like, oh, you know, give it all, get into him and all that. Like,
believe it. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
All right, then I'll try a bit harder now, thanks.
Like, if you got to put yourself in a scenario looking up at some guy just fucking shouting freedom and just being like...
Yeah, what are you doing? You don't sit down.
Who am I marking?
Apparently, like, Busby's very good money at not saying a lot, but saying something that meant something. Do you know what I mean?
Heart that makes sense.
Right then, let's wrap that up there. Cheers to Ryan. Cheers to Jay. Before we get off, please go and check out Manscaped. The link for that will be in the description. Or you can go to manscaped.com. You get 20% off and you get free shipping if you use the code HOWSON20. That's HOWSON20, HOWSON20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Laters. Sports Social Podcast Network.